SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica celebrates over 170 years of East Indian culture, and later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security plan. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
On May 10, 1845 in Old Harbour, the first set of East Indians disembarked the SS Blundell, the vessel transporting the first set of indentured Indian labourers to Jamaica. Now, 172 years later, their descendants have maintained strong cultural retentions, which they've passed down from generation to generation. Every year, the National Council on Indian Culture hosts an event to mark Indian Arrival Day. The 2017 staging was held at Chedwin Park in St. Catherine on May 7, and for Council Chairman Vishu Tolan, this year's staging carries additional significance.
This year actually is very special because we're also celebrating the 100th year of the abolition of Indian indentureship.
The day's delights featured traditional East Indian dance, music, dress, and of course, roti and everything curry.
So there's food stalls with curry goat, curry chicken, curried mango, which is a favorite of Jamaicans now. You can get some curried pumpkin, curried potatoes. You get some Indian sweets, gulab jamun. And this goes back to our forefathers. This was taught to us by our grandparents and our parents. So all of those sweets are here. But a lot of Indian food. There's also some Indian artifacts on sale, a few fashions. And there's one lady here who is actually doing henna.
East Indians represent just under 1% of the total population in Jamaica. Under Vision 2030, Jamaicans should become much better at conserving their energy usage at home and at work. Citizens are being made aware of the part they must play in achieving a modern and efficient energy sector. Take note and play your role. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more or call the PIOJ at 960-9339.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Time now for our child protection tip. Teach your children about their body parts. Tell them about boundaries and personal space. And when instructing them, use the correct names for the different parts of the body. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Justice Legal Aid Mobile Unit will make its next stop at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, 24 to 26 Weevil Gordon Street or Hitchin Street in Kingston, on May 10 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.